Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This has been as pretty, no, I've never been. Daniel Hall, Sam
Sir John, Sir Elton John, bring us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And Sir Steve Martin is here. He's our good friend, a long time, more than 17-year member of our Brain Trust, founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the Profit Pro. ProfitPro.us is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Steve, we're talking about customer service, bad customer service that's become epidemic. And for a long time, bad customer service was epidemic in corporate America. I started seeing it. I started warning my audience about it years ago, 15 more years ago. I started warning people about what I was finding in the marketplace. And please don't let this happen. Please fight big boxes with your service. And then, Steve, you talk to a small business owner. How's it going? Well, we're just struggling. Well, why are you struggling? Well, we can't raise our prices. We can't make a profit. We can't fight the internet. We can't beat the internet because the internet's cheaper. And they don't realize that profit, nobody's stealing your profit. You're probably stealing it from yourself. What do you think, Steve?
Oh, I see them giving away margin every day, because you're absolutely right. If the local advantage, the small business advantage, is the ability to provide personalized service on a local basis. And if you're not doing that, if you're not executing, you're blowing your opportunity to have a higher margin.
Well, that's exactly right, and you should be able to raise your prices if you can. And people will say, Steve, well, wait a minute. If somebody comes to me and says I can buy something at Walmart cheaper than what your new price is, you've raised your price, I can now buy it at Walmart cheaper, then you have to say, okay, fine, but those people are not your prospects. They're Walmart's prospects. You've got to find enough people in your market who want your special sauce and who are willing to pay for that. Everybody's not your prospect. That's the other thing, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You want to look for the people who are looking for you. And then once you find them, once you have some indication as to who they are, they contact you in some way or they try to. Love them. Take care of them.
Right.
They'll be your best sales force.
That's exactly right.
A satisfied customer is the best sales force that any organization can have. And people shop at Walmart, for example, because the prices are low. They don't go there because they love the customer service.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if you can provide that differentiation, your customers are going to love you and they're going to recommend you to their friends, family, and everybody else.
Well, and the people they hang out with are more of your profile customer.
No question about
it. So that's the thing is when people go to when someone who buys from you, who is your profile customer, they're willing to pay more for your special sauce, for the way you save them time, for the way you customize for them, the way you remember their name, for the way you call them when something new comes in. Or you tell them to go down the street to get something somewhere else because it's a better deal, even though it costs you a little money. Your honesty, that kind of relationship, when their friends come over and they say, "Wow, look at that! When'd you get that?" Well, I bought it from Jim. I bought it from Steve. I bought it from Bob. Well, why'd you do business with them? Because they're just the best.
Yeah.
Are they cheap? Are they cheaper? No, they're not cheaper. Thank God, they're not cheaper
they're
the best.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think that people are missing the boat by not appreciating how much more and more people are valuing their time more than their money?
Oh, there's no question that that's what's happening, Jim. Time is the new commodity, and you look at some of the big box outfits like Amazon, they're trying to provide that localized service. They're trying to emulate what people can do down the street already on Main Street. If they just wake up and provide that service.
Yep. And the thing is, Steve, it's going down market. I mean, down the socioeconomic scale, more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
Yep, that's exactly right. So take advantage of it. Be there. Be responsive. Provide what your customers want, when they want it, where they want it, And you don't even have to be the low-priced kid on the block. You just have to be there. You have to love your customers. You said that earlier.
Can you ever imagine a time when human beings aren't going to want to be treated nicely by people?
No, it's built into our DNA.
We're with all the technology, as Nesbitt said 30 years ago, 35 years ago, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want.
Absolutely.
I still believe that. Steve Martin, thanks for being here. Good job. And thanks again for 17 great years.
Jim, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.